Hello and welcome to Bears Wire, your one-stop shop for all things Chicago Bears on the USA Today Sports Network. I'm Lauren Cox and I'm here with Philotoshin, and today we have a very special guest with us, Chicago Bears running back Kadeem Carey. Kadeem, thanks so much for coming on with us. And Phil, would you like to start us off with the first question?
Now, Kadeem, of course, to play running back for John Fox, you have to be able to do it all. Run, catch, and block. You got to know that some fans look at you and they see a guy who was only targeted 3 times last season, only stayed into pass block 4 times. This, to me, ignores the 77 catches for 679 yards you had in college and soft hands that you possessed as I scouted you as the number one back coming out that year, and all the blocking you did in the pass pro. How do you feel you stack up with Langford and Howard and the rest of the running backs in those areas?
I really think I stack up real good. I mean, for me being drafted, I really do feel like I was the best running back in that draft. As you said, I felt like I've been disrespecting and overlooked, and I just kept that hunger in me, you know, to prove, like, you know, Tom Brady drafted late. I feel like I got that same thing and that same chip on my shoulder that I got to prove to a lot of people. But I just use that as motivation. I feel like I stack up extremely well, you know. A lot of people say I can't do this, I can't do that, and it's been hurting me for a little bit, but, you know, I'm starting to win coaches, you know, looks, and I'm starting to win them over, like John Fox and my running back coach, Stan Drake. Like, I'm starting to win them over. I'm seeing them loving the way I pass block, you know, being real aggressive at the point, and catching. I mean, I can't believe they said I can't catch. I felt like I proved that all the way around, but I did have a sketchy combine where I did drop maybe one or two, and I think that's where they got that idea from. So I've just been playing catch-up after all of that.
Listen, opportunities to be successful usually bring success for Kadeem Carey. Just stating this as fact, when I watch you on tape, you have nice, soft hands and patience to actually catch the ball with your eyes and then turn upfield. Unfortunately, you just haven't had the opportunities to showcase this skill, and that's what this year is about. And I believe I don't ever see a lack of hands. And for the fans, and there are a lot of you out there, I am putting my stamp on the table for this man as a football player. This guy stacks up in the passing game with willingness to block and willingness to catch the football, and obviously a God-given talent, Kadeem, to instinctively feel the holes, and it's impressive. So that's that on that topic, Lauren.
Another area that's very important for running backs to make this roster is special teams. And in Arizona, you were more of the feature back, so there weren't really special teams opportunities for you. But now in Chicago, we've seen your role on this phase grow more and more, and now you're the primary blocker for the kickoff returner, and you're working on the coverage units too. I mean, is that something that you're a little bit more comfortable with now in year 3? And are you starting to take a little more pride in that opportunity to get out on the field?
Yes, definitely. Me coming into the league, I didn't know too much about special teams. Like you said, I was a primary back in University of Arizona. But over the 2 years, I just grew to actually love it. I mean, I love to just be on the field. You got to take pride in every snap that you take. Special teams, you know, defense, offense, you just got to know that you're on the field for a purpose. So I take pride in going out there in special teams, and I really grew to it. Now it became like an offense to me. I know it like the back of my hand, and I'm excited to play it. You know, anything to win, let this team win, I'm in for it. And the first 2 years, I didn't know too much about it. I mean, I was literally learning. I felt like I didn't know nothing about football. I'm like, what is this special team? I'm so confused, and what are they talking about? But over these 2 years, now I just know, like, and I'm happy to say that, too. Like, I just know every part about football now, from, you know, defensive blitzes to picking up somebody on kickoff.
Well, me and Lauren absolutely showcased you a few times because there was a few NFL talking heads that, let's be honest, that have come at us and said, well, he doesn't play special teams and that's a problem and he won't make the squad. And this was every year we've had to defend you. And yeah, then we highlighted you absolutely demolishing people on kickoff returns with power and force. And it became a weekly showcase that, oh, he doesn't play special teams? Well, here he is. And that's really important because when given the opportunity, and like you said, and like Lauren said, you were a star running back in college, the best in college football, in my opinion, when you were coming out. You didn't play special teams. Every phase of football is a learning thing, and coaching is so important. You see people and players come into the league and they bust, not only because, not because they don't have the talent, but they don't have the coaching and the wherewithal or the pride or the heart to say, you know what, my personality, I'm going to put it on the sideline. I'm going to give everything I got to show everybody that I am a Chicago Bear. And I feel like I see that in you, and I thought that was the exclamation point for you on those special teams plays, Lauren. I know you have another question for him, but I felt like he just abolished everyone's hate towards him by what how he played special teams when he got back active.
And it is. It's like a special teams. It's a special teams thing. Like, you got to make the team. Okay, you're not the number one running back at that time, but I mean, you got to be on the team. Like, I have a family, and I love Chicago, and I want to stay here. So I made it a priority to, you know, learn special teams and really get good at it, so I can get the opportunity that I have this year. You know, if I had so much pride and thought I was just the number one back, I would be gone by now, because you know I didn't take the time to special teams, and it's about what the team needs. It's not what you want. So you know, I bought into these coaches, which this new John Fox and Stan Drayton, that running back coach Liddy, I'm truly blessed to have them because they take the time to teach you, you know, things that I need to learn and make me better instead of coming to the league and just playing straight out of college and, you know, just only being that running back. I feel like I've developed into the running back that I want to be, stronger, faster, bigger. You know, now I feel like when I go into this season, I really think this is going to be an awesome year because I learned so much from the coaches that I got. Like, don't take nothing from my coaches that I had my first year, but I felt like they just expected me to be that same player that they got from college and not developed me. But these coaches came in and developed me to be a great back right now.
Well, and week 17 comes around this year, and on that opening kickoff, you're coming down, and you're waiting for the returner, and there you are, and you take down Amir Abdullah for your first career special teams tackle. Was it a little bit weird for you to tackle another running back?
It did. I literally looked at that probably last week. I was looking at film and saw me running down there in special teams and saw me take down just a 25 against 25. It was weird. But, you know, I was mic'd up that game. I was feeling it. You know, I was breaking through tackles on the kickoff. And, you know, I just wanted to make a play. I wanted the crowd to, you know, scream because I did something good, you know, as a football player. You want the crowd to, you know, acknowledge you. So, like, that's one joy that you find as a football player. You just want to go down there and make plays for your team and just have your team be proud of you. So any way you get it, you just got to go get it.
Listen, there's a guy from Georgia who made his name on special teams and said, you know what, you're not going to be able to cut me. And his name is Terrell Davis. So, Kadeem, you have it right. Showing heart and doing whatever you need to do to say, I'm the guy. I'll play special teams. I'll bust my hump to get there. You know, that's the way to go, brother.
Mm-hmm. Like, the opportunity will come as long as you stay around.
Now, we all know this is a crowded backfield. How has this coaching staff described the competition there? Is it completely open with everyone fighting for as many snaps as they can get? Or is it kind of something that you got to say, listen, I know you mentioned earlier that you kind of got their attention now. Do you feel like the door is completely open and it's whoever's going to do it is going to get it?
Man, I feel like this door is completely wide open. Cockroaches and snakes, you know, rats is just running right through this door right now. I mean, it's completely wide open. Coaches know that everybody has strengths, you know. Langford has a lot of strengths to him. I have a lot of strengths. Quiz has a lot of strength. And Howard, we all have a lot of strengths to us, you know, and a lot of weaknesses. And Coach pointed out every strength and every weakness in the running back group. We are very not selfish in that running back group right now. You know, Quiz blocks completely well. You know, Langford catches the ball completely out the back to very well, and I run the ball extremely well. So I mean, we are all trying to develop me being a better pass blocker, me catching the ball better out the backfield. Langford, you know, busting out 80-yard runs, and Quiz, you know, busting out 80-yard runs and catching the ball out the backfield. So we're all trying to get better at our weaknesses right now, you know. But all of us together, we are a big force. So going into this season is, you know, we are just trying to all get better and, you know, help this team out as much as we can. We are literally, you know, the head of this team as a group right now. And that's how we're going to approach it going through this season.
Coach Stan Drayton is not a guy that we, at least on the outside, get to hear a lot about. So what's he like? I mean, what's his coaching style and how does he help you on a day-to-day basis to get better?
He's so passionate about the way he coaches and the way that we play this game. He expects us to be the leaders out there on that field. I mean, he expects us to be a quarterback, but in a running back's body and, you know, do the things, see blitzes come, you know, call out who should be hot, you know, every route that the wide receivers are running. He wants to know us to know the whole playbook from where everybody, the blocking scheme from head to toe. He wants us to know so much and he expects so much out of us. So that's why I think that all of us running backs are developing to be great backs because he expects so much out of us. And there's no cap on us. He's not like, okay, you're just going to run the ball. That's what you're made for. He's like, no, you're going to block. You're going to catch. You know, you're going to tell me what that wide receiver is going to do. So he is so passionate about what he does. And I'm so thankful to have him as a coach because the sky's the limit with him. Okay, once I know completely everything on the offense, he's going to tell me, okay, now what are the people doing on the defense? Where does he have to go? You know, so he just expects us to know as much as he knows. So, I mean, I'm so blessed to have him as a coach right now.
How does he differ from Skip Pete, your running back coach, your rookie season in Chicago? They both seem to do a pretty good job with the running game, but how do their coaching styles compare?
Skip, man, I love that man too. He brought me in the game. He actually came down to the university and saw me get up the boards and, you know, draw up some plays and tell us about the offense. So he gave me the opportunity to come into this league. But Skip, he's a great coach, to tell you the truth. He's so different because he'll lay back and just let you do you. He'll let you be you. He'll let you go out on that field and don't correct you too much. He's just like, well, that's what we drafted and that's what we expect out of him. And there's nothing wrong with that. I love that approach of the game, too, because you're not trying to impress anybody. You're not trying to, you know, step out of your comfort zone. He lets you be you. And then when you're playing like you, then that's the best result you can get. But they're two different coaches. And, you know, I hope he's around in the league to coach a lot more backs because he brought another level out of me that nobody could.
Now, Kadeem, you know, there's a change at Hallis Hall. One with which goes against the grain, something you're very good at doing. So I'm going to twofold this. Jay Cutler supposedly gets coaches fired, but in this case, he got coaches hired, and Adam Gase is now the head coach with the Dolphins. Dowell Loggins takes over the offensive reins in Chicago now. Can you compare the two? Almost like you did with Skip and Stan?
Yeah, definitely. Two coaches, great coaches. I'm happy for Adam over there at the Dolphins. I feel like he's going to do great, and it's a great fit there. He has the backs that he wants to work with over there. So, I mean, I feel like that offense is going to blossom. And my man, Loggins, he's a great coach. I mean, I already got a feel of what he wants to go into this season, you know, approaching as an offense. You know, I got a great feel of what he wants to do, and our running backs and our whole offense has a great feel of him just calling plays and OTAs and minicamp. Literally, we know what he wants to do. So it's not too much. It's not like, okay, you got to learn the whole playbook. We're going to call every play in the playbook like Adam did. Adam, like, you didn't know what to expect on game day. He was going to call I mean, Kapleeta spread you out to the far wing and have you run a 16-yard post. I mean, the Logan's like, no, we're going to pound this ball. We're going to do what we need to do. We're going to call the plays, you know, completely over and over again because they're working. You know, he's not going to get away from his game plan. He'll put you in, like, the slot wide receiver lined up on a linebacker because he's real comfortable on that because he has good back. So, them two are just completely locked. You know, he has a great feel of the game. He knows what he wants to do. He's going to stick to his small playbook and really takes his offense against the defense. And, you know, Adam, he's gonna call everything in that playbook just to have the defense off balance. So, listen, I mean, they're two great coaches and different.
When I asked you about Loggins, I sensed this grin and these eyes of yours smiling. So, Loggins gives you something inside of you that makes you really confident with that laugh. What is it?
he has a lot of trust in me. He has a lot of trust in these running backs, and he really relies on us. And that as a running back group and a running back, that's what you want in the offensive coordinator. When it's 3rd and 1 and it's 3rd and 6, 3rd and 8, he will call a run play, and we'll get that for him because we just know and we believe in his play call, and he believes in us. And I feel like he's that type of coach that you can lean on, and you can go really far in the playoffs with that type of coach and that mentality.
Well, John Fox, I tweeted out, he was on Mic'd Up himself, and he was talking about you want to control a game, run the ball. You want to kill a team's confidence, you run it down their throat. And I... Yep. My father was a head football coach for 32 years. He's had the same mantra and belief. Me and him were watching tape. I had the luxury of going up and visiting him for the whole weekend. And we were watching tape of you specifically because I told him we were going to interview you. And I was excited because of what I see in you and what I felt about you. And he remembers. So we were watching tape of you. And he's like, this kid is a young Walter Payton. He's like, granted, that's high expectations, but the instincts and the explosive power that you have gives me that confidence going into camp when you smile and think about Dal Loggins saying what you said, that it starts by running the football. We got to get back to that. I know Chicago Bear fans out there believe that that's the next step to get to the championship. Help this quarterback out. Help him out and get this ball on the ground moving. You got quality guys, as you're saying, but I believe Kadeem Carey has something to say about being the number one back.
Mm-hmm. And like you said it, I mean, run game controls the clock, controls the whole momentum of the game. Like you said, you can knock the defense out and take them out completely out of the game just by the run. And we have beautiful wide receivers. I mean, we have great wide receivers. So if you can control it on the ground, you know, as soon as they start creeping down, throw it over the top. You know, now you got a defense really guessing what we're trying to do and what is our foundation. And, you know, I mean, we have a great offense. We have so many playmakers on this team where it's going to be exciting.